بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة ومن اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله تعالى يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده ومن بطأ به عمله لم يسرع به نسبه رواه مسلم. Chapter Babu Qada'i Hawa'ij al-Muslimin, the chapter dealing with the fulfillment or assisting with the needs of a fellow Muslim. Very concise hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We began the discussion some time back just to refresh our memories. It's a lengthy hadith, but like we mentioned, ulama-i kiram say with regards to this hadith that it is jami', it is a very concise hadith. لأنواع من العلوم والقواعد والآداب والفضائل والأحكام. In it is contained many, many aspects with regards to virtues, with regards to the ahkamat and laws and injunctions of deen, and with regards to the benefits of the various amal. Abu Hurairah radiallahu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person who will alleviate a difficulty of a Muslim, of a fellow believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate for him difficulty of the Day of Judgment. In other words, if he will alleviate the difficulty of a believer in this world, Allah will alleviate his difficulties on the Day of Judgment. That person who will give ease to a debtor, someone who's owing him money, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for him in this world and in the hereafter. That person who will conceal the faults of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his faults or his deficiencies in this world and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the assistance of a slave, of a banda, of his, as long as he is in the assistance of someone else. And that person who treads the road to acquiring the knowledge of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make easy for him the road to Jannah. Up to here we had discussed one important aspect which we had dealt with quite at length is the importance of us acquiring the knowledge of deen. Knowledge of deen or the pursuit of the knowledge of deen is not confined to when we are young or when we are going to madrasa or maktab, but a Muslim throughout his life, he should be endeavoring to learn the various aspects of deen, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the du'as of the various occasions, the ahkamat of wudu, of salah, etc., all the various masail pertaining to various aspects of our lives, we should be endeavoring all the time to acquire this knowledge. And then very great virtue, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in this hadith, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. No group of people gathers in any of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the masjid. And what do they engage in? يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. They recite the kitab of Allah, that is the Qur'an. وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. And they acquire the knowledge of the Qur'an amongst themselves. That is, when Qur'an is referred to here, obviously linked to Qur'an is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is being mentioned, that is in an ijtimai basis, in a collective basis, to sit in the house of Allah, in a gathering, in a majlis, wherein there is Qur'an and hadith. Then what will happen? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. Sakina will descend upon this gathering. غَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ. This gathering will be enshrouded in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throng around this gathering. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make mention of this gathering in front of the gathering that is in front, that is, Allah Ta'ala will make mention of this gathering in front of him, in other words, in front of the malaika. So we find four very great virtues I mentioned for this one particular amal. And what is that amal? That is to sit in the house of Allah collectively in the majalis of deen, in the majalis of Quran, in the majalis of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So generally when a bayan is taking place in the masjid, this will fall underneath the purview of this hadith. Likewise, we are encouraged that on a daily basis to establish the halaqa of ta'aleem in our masajid. This is not something that was conjured up by Maulana Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi or Nizamuddin or Raiwin, but this is extracted directly from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring alive this very great sunnah. To bring alive this very great sunnah that used to take place in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Masjid al-Nabawi, that the sahaba ikram regularly used to gather in such gatherings. That is, they would gather in the masjid in order to acquire the knowledge of deen. They would sit in the majalis of Quran, of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So like I mentioned, simple way to practice upon this hadith on a daily basis is the halqa of ta'aleem that takes place in our masjid. You will notice in our masjid also, after Isha Salah at the back, few of the brothers are sitting. It takes 10 or 15 minutes, it doesn't take very long. But we can see, on the one hand, our knowledge of deen will increase. Second, we will benefit by sitting in such gatherings. We will be reminded of qabr, reminded of akhirat, our iman, etc. will be refreshed. And we find that if you look at this hadith, four very great virtues, four very great things will happen. To reiterate or to remind ourselves of them, the first, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when such a gathering takes place in the masjid, then nazalat alayhimus sakina. Sakina from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon this gathering. Now what is meant by sakina? Generally, ulama ikram give different interpretations of this. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who causes sakina to descend upon the hearts of the believers. And what happens as a result of this? Their iman increases. And this we will find, my respected brothers, whenever you sit in the majlis of deen, whenever you sit in the majlis of Quran and hadith, wherein Quran is read, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is read, then automatically, if a person is sitting sincerely with devotion, with attention, automatically the level of iman increases. Also, with that, another meaning, ulama ikram explain that sakina is a hal, is a condition of the heart. And what is the effect of it? They say, tatma'innu bihal qulub, that the heart gets itminan. The heart is given strength to bear any calamities that occur in this world. A person develops complete yaqeen, complete conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and his design, and firm conviction in reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, Allah ta'ala through sakina gives a person strength in his heart. We find that this world, we face calamities, we face hardships, we face difficulties. Somebody is sick, a near beloved one passes away. Some tests, sometimes the financial test, sometimes the physical test, sometimes the emotional test. Different tests we go through. If by sitting in these majalis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the sakina is to enter the heart, it gives us that strength and that himmat to bear the difficulties in this world. We have complete conviction, yaqeen. Whatever is happening on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will develop that yaqeen in the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us for making sabr over the various trials and difficulties in this world. Another interpretation of sakina, which ulama ikram give, they say that it is the name of an angel. It is the name of one of the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that descends on the heart of a believer. And what does this angel do? Ya'muruhu bil khair. It commands this person to do good. So sakina is the name of an angel that descends on the heart that will encourage us to do good and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another interpretation ulama ikram give of sakina, they say it refers to Allah's rahmat, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, and it refers to waqar, that is to tranquility of the heart. Various interpretations ulama ikram have given with regards to this. So one of the first benefits of sitting in such gatherings, nazalat alayhim sakina, sakina from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon the heart of that person sitting in these gatherings. Inshallah, we'll continue.